I'd like to welcome every one of all the devotees for this today's topic on religion. So this is a very controversial subject matter, as we see all over the world, that in the name of religion people are fighting. That is a verdict, many people say like that religion means there is always war, so we don't want to follow religion. That is the first question people, they argue with this particular thing. Then another is religion just makes us sentimental, and I just want to carry on my life like whatever I'm doing. I don't want to follow this religion because it is of not much use for me. So in this particular session, 15 minute session, I'll be describing some few points for cheating religion, how the religion is actually not cheating, but the personalities or those who are cheating tendency within them, they are making this religion cheating religion. That is the first point. And second point, there are types of cheaters. And third thing will be of then what is the way out of all these things? What is the real religion, which gives knowledge about both cheating and real religion? So first I will talk about cheating religion. That if you see, we have gone through many sessions of Discovery Yourself where we see that there is a tendency of every human being to cheat. There are four defects in every human being. So one of the defect is to cheat. So it cannot be removed very easily. The tendency is always there. Just like committing mistakes, cheating propensity, to get illusion and imperfect senses. So a person who any activity does on these particular four defects, that leads into imperfection or some up to certain extent cheating. So this cheating religion is also called as dharma dhvaji. One concept is there. In the name of religion, or in the name of like posing as a religionist, people, they cheat the common masses. Also cheating religion, in the cheating religion there is also hypocrisies contained, like hypocrisies there in the cheating religion. So by the particular this cheating propensity, which is very inherent in human beings, one doesn't follow a specific path which is given in the shastras. So there is a story of one dog is there, who goes in the, like, just roams around in jungle. So when he sees tiger is approaching him with full speed, then the dog becomes fearful and he just about to get killed, but he thinks something to how to get out of this problem. Then the dog, what he sees, one bone he sees, and as the tiger is approaching to him, then the dog just catches the bone inside his mouth and he just tells, "Oh, such a nice, this is a tiger's, I am relishing this tiger, so nice, this bone is of tiger." As soon as the tiger hears, like listens to the particular sentence of the dog, he becomes very much alert, and he just see that just now this dog has eaten the whole tiger, and he just runs away. So this, in that way, he becomes like protected. So in that way he cheats. But what happens, from the top of the tree, monkey was watching that particular dog, and then the monkey sees these particular things as incidents and laughs on this dog and these two entities. Then he goes, he thinks that I will tell this to particular, like tiger, and he goes and tells tiger that this dog is a cheater. He's telling me that he has eaten a tiger, but he has not eaten tiger. And again the tiger becomes very much furious, and again he, okay, is this so? Then the monkey sits on the tiger's back and just comes in front of again to the dog, and then the dog again, he thinks, what happens, like this is again, his tiger is again coming, he may, the monkey might have told him all these things. So then the dog again, he thinks that this monkey, and he just explains in his mind, like little bit, he says that this monkey, I told this monkey to bring one more tiger so that he will bring that one more tiger and I can eat again. And just he says like that, and monk, tiger again hears this particular things. And then he says that, oh, again he is going to eat myself. So monkey is also cheater. So these things are happening. This example says that how these people are going on cheating one after another things. So the cheating religion, basically this tendency is there, not to speak of human, in animals also. So qualification is needed to understand the religion. So how can we understand? Claiming oneself to be religious, though not qualified, he is a cheater or swindler, we can say in another language. So swindler, he just cheats without any qualification. In the sense, not for cheating qualification is it. So point is, one has to become qualified to become a religionist. And even though you are following religion, you cannot say whatever you want. It should be based on particular scriptures. So religion is a, religion should not be used to cheat the people. Like there are many examples can be given, like people are nowadays telling about Rama Rajya, but there is no Ram in this activities, like center of attraction is not Ram, their own false ego is there. Similarly, people like Smartha Panditas and Brahmanas, they are telling to be professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam. So they take, just recently I had gone to Varanasi, I met two personalities, she was glorifying that person. Oh, in our Varanasi, many saintly person came and they were reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. They took 2 lakhs rupees. When I heard this 2 lakh rupees, then I understood this is a what kind of this thing, spiritualist or reciter. And similarly, there are many religionists, they claim themselves to be avatar. So, there is pastime of Srila Prabhupada, then in London, he was asking devotees, this week, who is the next incarnation? Every week. So, devotees used to read in the newspaper that this particular sadhu is claiming himself to be God, has come to America or London from India. So, we can understand that's how these swindlers or the fake religionists are traveling all over the world. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam explains, in the rainy season, if the clouds are there, the glowworms, light cannot be, the glowworms can be seen, but the stars and moons cannot be seen. Very nice example it gives. So even though this is the age of Kali, which is a quarrel and hypocrisy, age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So cheating religion leads to hypocrisy. And that is what is this age is. So from this example you can understand, if person is not qualified, it's like a blind following the blind, and everyone will fall in ditch. Similarly, one needs qualification. So one question can be asked to the religionist who is claiming themselves to be saintly or religionist. That, 2 questions. Who is God and what is the, how to love God? These 2 questions you can ask to the religionist. If they cannot tell this thing, then you can understand they are just cheating. Just like doctor, one person can go to the doctor and if you ask for some medicine, but he doesn't have any degree, then doctor is of no use. Or if you go to the mechanic, he knows about only machines. But a mechanic comes in like one day and he tells that I will cure your disease. Then he will just make us, is the cause of our death. Similarly, this fake religionist or cheating religion leads to deadly, spiritual death, you can say. They are very deadly, like a poisonous snake. Shastra gives example, these particular Shastras are very pure and they are making religion as a cheating religion. Actually personalities are cheaters, not the religion. Just like a milk is touched by the serpent, the milk becomes poisonous. Similarly, this poison is spreading all over the world in various ways. So there are 5 kinds of irreligious people, or you can say cheating religion. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one shloka is there, 7th canto. Vidharma paradharmasya abhasa upamachala adharma shakha pancham dharma ugnyo dharma vattajet. So it talks about vidharmi, paradharmi, abhas, upadharma and chaladharma. Means, if you take one by one particular thing, irreligion, vidharmi, those who just practice according to their own religion or own caste. Other, second is paradharma. One who are unfit to follow religious practices, they are following religious principles. Third is abhas, and fourth is analogical. Upadharma. These are very much spread all over the world. Who are they? The people who are falsely proud of their own created ideas about religion. Just like we say that, what is that? Dus Ahetriya Janar Shilpakar. Many people say like that. You are the architect of your own destiny, something like that. So these are the self-created religion. So they are cheating religion. Another is cheating religion. It talks about, you can see that there is a definition again, if the acronym CHEAT, if you see, C stands for charlatan. CHARLTAN. Charlatan, C stands for, what is the meaning of charlatan? That one is falsely proud of his own knowledge, and his knowledge is showing to others. That is one kind of irreligious personality. H stands for hoaxer. Again, it comes in the cheating propensity. Third is E. E is egoistic. Many people are egoistic. If you tell them about real religion, how to serve God, love God, they will tell, no, there is no need of God. We can follow our own religion. There is no need to follow like strictly rules and regulation. Hoaxer. A is abuser. In this particular concept, Mayavadis come. They are directly blaming God, or they want to become God, or they are claiming themselves to be God, or everyone is God. So, and in the name of scripture, they are cheating people, they are misleading people towards hellish conditions. And last is T. T stands for transgressor. Again, the meaning is almost same. So, CHEAT, cheating religion. So, there is hope for a sincere person who is looking for real religion, that by following this, understanding these particular cheaters, a person is sincere, then he goes on different, just like many sincere souls came to institute where they get proper knowledge in parampara. So these people, they just, their own concocted ideas, they put forward, and in that way they start some so-called religion. Now we will see what is the real religion. So before that, also one very nice story about the professional reciter. Once a lady goes to a professional reciter. For 7 days, she attends all lectures, Srimad Bhagavatam lectures. And after that, she, like every day she cries after every lecture. And then one person asks that, what did you understand? What was the first day lecture and second day lecture? She replied that, oh, I was not crying because of that particular recitation, but the beard of the sadhu was like a beard of my goat. And recently the goat died. So point is, so goat, she was having different concepts in her mind. But the beard sadhu was appearing like a goat. In the sense, that particular recitation of Bhagavatam could not transform the heart of that lady. So that is, you can understand, it's cheating religion, which cannot make a cause of a transformation of a personality. Now, there are some surgeons also, who claim themselves to be the religionists, but are actually sense enjoyer. So they themselves supposed to be like great, shows different spiritual ecstasies. And people become very much astonished. Oh my God, he's showing so much ecstasy, he's crying, tears, various things they show. They dance, they roll on ground, various things. And people become, oh my God, he's a very exalted soul. So that particular things make them like attract towards particular so-called religion. Because once one devotee was telling, there is a law of economics, the supply and demand. If there is more, demand is more, then supply is also more. That is why the demand of the society, majority of the people want sense enjoyment or sense gratification. That is why the particular things are supplied. The cheaters are coming. That's why one saintly person says that this world is like, complete world is of cheaters and cheated. So most of the time, 95-96%, and that Bhagavatam Shloka also we say that everything will be covered in the age of Kali, the clouds of this illusion. It's like a jungle law. People don't want to follow religion. Religion means one which abides laws of God, particularly the human beings, because they can follow the Lord. Animals cannot follow the Lord. Similarly, if person is not properly religious, his activity becomes like animalistic, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Now, we'll see then where the person should go. Where is the sincere practice is going on? So real religion is sabai punsa paro dharmo yato bhakti avoshaje ahaituki apratyata yayatma suprasiddhati. Real religion start with selfless service to God. Who is God? How to love God? Not just sentimentalism, chanting is should be going on and different things are there. And in that way, the real religion person should have many, you can call S. Selfless, he should have service attitude, he should be spontaneously attracted towards Lord, he should have surrender to the Lord, and he should have submissiveness to receive particular knowledge about religion. So that is real religion. And there is one definition also one devotee gives about cool. He should be cool. A saintly person who is following real religion should be cool. C stands for, I can conclude. So in that way, you can understand that there is a one very nice also pastime Sri Prabhupada. So one bald man, he was claiming themselves to be God. Bald means ganja. The person doesn't have. Then Prabhupada says that Krishna is a Keshav. And he cannot be called as like a bald personality cannot be called as a supreme personality of God. Krishna is Keshav, his very beautiful hair. So in that way you can understand the majority of the people in the world are cheaters and cheated. And if person is sincere and wants to inquire about real religion, then he should approach a bona fide authority through Vedic scriptures. A stands for Shastra also. Selfless, spontaneous, service and surrender to the Lord. With on the basis of Shastra. So these things, if person is following systematically in his life or want to achieve this particular religion, then he has this particular concept where he can put all his faith and surrender his life. Thank you very much.
And there are so many religions. There is Islam is there, Christian is there, Hinduism is there. And I see that they are all fighting. But I want to follow. So, whom to follow? I think they should first sit together and they will decide which religion is best. When they will declare that this religion is best, then I will follow.
The question
so I think
is
you are a religious, so I think you should come to in organize some meetings and then you decide which religion is best.
Yeah, this lecture is arranged for that only. You understand? Real religion. We have traveled so many people, met so many people and discussed with many people regarding this, but we are not satisfied. Why they are fighting? That main point
there are people who are claiming we are best. And now you are saying you are best. Means there are no...
But you have to check. See, intelligence is given for human beings, isn't it? We have to check this particular thing. With intelligence. How? Simple example I can give. If there is a pond, if you throw one stone inside the pond, what will happen? One concentric circle will come on the center. But if you see, if you throw 2-3 stones in the pond, then there will be many circles will come and that circle will clash with each other. So if you want to follow sincere religion or practice sincere practice for proper religion, then you should check yourself that if there is the people who are following this religion are making their life in harmony with God or not. Real religionist never fights because they know that God is the center. And many war, if you see in the world, World War I, World War II, that was not, they were not fought because of the religion. They were fought because of the economic problem, political issues and many other things. Not a spiritual cause was not there.
You want to say that Christians and Islamists are fighting means they are not real religions?
Exactly, they are not religions.
Means I should not go for the...
You should fight for... Actually, you should see, fighting should
but
be there.
I am a Muslim, so how can you say that you don't
follow Muslim?
So you are now said, no, you should not follow this one. That is not a good religion.
I am telling you, judge, check yourself that the person, the center is God or not. All our activity center is God or not.
There are some people, they are center of God.
No, you
but
forget other people, take your own case.
I want to follow religion. I am a Muslim person.
So you follow your religion perfectly. Whatever Muhammad says, chant the holy names of the God. What is the meaning of Islam? If you are Muslim, tell me.
And the surrender to God.
Yes, that's what I am telling. S for surrender. Surrender to God. That is very important. If you are surrendered to God, you are not surrendered to your false ego, then you can be a real realist. And not what to speak of Islam, even Christianity also. But Prabhupada, when he was in America, people, priests used to sit in front of him and used to discuss with him regarding this religion. They used to tell that, no, it is not like that. We should, cows doesn't have any soul and this thing. Prabhupada told, thou shalt not kill. Jesus Christ is not telling that you should not kill animals, humans or you should not kill animals. He's not specifying that particular thing. He's telling thou shall not kill. So point is, Christian religion also there, that's how the interpretation is going on. That's how the people are frustrated. Even in case of Prabhupada also, Prabhupada was going with his friend. The friend told him, please come to our, one sannyasi has come in Calcutta, so we will meet him. Prabhupada told, no, I have seen many sannyasis, they are bogus only. And if you say, you take your friend also along with him, he will also tell the same thing. Because people's faith has been shattered because of these cheaters. 99% people are cheated. Because the tendency is to cheat within the human beings. And if you are sincere, that's why you have come here. And you have to check this thing. It's not like I am telling this thing. I am a conscious person. I am telling this thing. You check yourself. Then you will surely understand this thing. That's why I am telling you. If you go to mechanic to just correct your whatever faults in the car, then the mechanic will cure it, particularly solve the problem. But the mechanic is going to be a doctor. It's very dangerous. But how can you understand that person is qualified with his degree? There are books available. Textbook. If you go to the colleges, you can easily understand that whatever given the textbook, the engineers are following or not. Doctors are following or not. Similarly, for spiritualists, two questions. Again, I am concentrating on two questions. Who is God and how to love God? If these two things are there in any religious practice, these are the topmost religious practice. And Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, the same thing is given. Islam word is also surrender. Everywhere you go. Christ is telling that you follow, chant the names of God. So point is that selflessness is important, service to a God. Not just in the name of religion cheating people and destroying their faith on the Shastras, and that is what is going on.
I am the follower of Vamanrao Pai. I go for his lectures. So, in the lecture I heard that you said this statement, Tu Sahas Tuja Junacha Shilpakar. So you said these people who speak all these things, they are cheating religions. Whatever they are speaking is nonsense.
Yes, 100%.
So I see Srila Prabhupada, I was reading his one of the book, Master's Gift. In that book also he writes that you are the same meaning he writes in English, yeah. That Tu Sahas Tuja Junacha Shilpakar.
Yeah.
So that means Prabhupada also speaking the same thing what Vamanrao is
exactly
speaking. So what do you speak about that?
So point is, I will accept your authority that Prabhupada is telling that, but Prabhupada is not just telling this particular thing. That is the main point. You read whole book,
Prabhupada is not
insisting one thing only, out of his ego. And he is telling that destiny can be changed if Krishna's interference is there in our life. You understood to Krishna, this part like is very important in bhakti. God, center is God. Again, if you are forgetting God and you are, this is own commentary, this comes in Upadharma, analogical things, falsely proud creation. So, okay, this thing is Prabhupada is telling, but Prabhupada is telling different things, surrender to Krishna also. Prabhupada is telling chant names of God also. Prabhupada is telling service of the God also. So, Prabhupada is not just telling one thing. If you see Gita Prabhupada, you will find every page there are many names of Krishna. And that will transform our heart. And then we will no more think that I am the creator.
When we go here also, we hear so many things. They also have some chanting of God. We also do so many things, other things. So since you have not come here, so how can you speak on one sentence only, that is cheating? That just by hearing this one statement, you are telling that this is a cheating religion. But there are also some many things going on also. They also chant God's name.
But what is the authority? What is the qualification to speak this thing? That is the main thing. What is the qualification? Are they qualified in proper sampradaya?
Like you said, a real religion means what? They don't cheat. So he's not cheating people. Like there are some religions I accept. There are some religions they say that yes, they cheat openly.
Yeah.
But I find this person is very genuine and not cheating people, guiding people also and in their life. And you said some other things also that.
So one question can be asked. Okay. You follow that particular person. What is the result of following that particular thing? What you are going to achieve? Result of your life. Can you solve problems of death by following that personality? You know the concept of liberation?
Yeah, he explains about that. Yes. What is the liberation?
Are you sure?
And how to be detached from the work also. So many things he explains. I go for his programs.
But what is his parampara? Who is his, like, what is the authority? Main question comes, what is the authority to tell this thing?
He giving me all the knowledge. What is the need of
parampara? Where is giving knowledge from? See, I will tell you this. There are many institutes in Pune IBC. There is Maneshwar Vidyapeeth. There is Pune Vidyapeeth. There are many Vidyapeeth like that. Oxford Vidyapeeth. Oxford. I am telling you. See, so where we will go? First of all, there are many institutes. No. You just tell me the answer. Which institute you will first go for? Oxford. See, there are various categories also. You understand the thing? So you will not go for cheap religion. See, cheating religion is called as cheap religion. Because you are more our interest is sense gratification. Not to follow the instruction of God, law of God. How it is cheating? Explain it. You point that cheap religion means one just see sense gratification is the concern of your activity. That is cheap religion. This Krishna consciousness movement, all these activities are just to pleasure for the Lord. And if you please the Lord, then you are pleased. Because you are part and parcel of God. Just like if you take laddu in your hand and you try to eat it, you cannot enjoy until and unless you feed it to the stomach. Or take an example of tree. You water the root, all the trees and branches will be satisfied. He says, but what are his activities? Tell me his activities. Chanting his activities going on? He is preaching Krishna consciousness. Then why only one sentence come? Tu sa jiva salpakara. No, you cannot compare with Prabhupada.
You have not seen other sentences what he speaks.
Tell me then, that's what I'm doing.
He says that.
But what is the main sentence? What is the main sentence?
Main sentence is
Tu sa jiva salpakara. That's all.
This you have just got one sentence of him. I don't know whether. I don't think so.
I'm reading every time. He is praying to God, oh God, please give me right intelligence. So many good prayers are there and by him actually. So wonderful actually.
Okay, then follow that. Huh? Then follow that.
Yeah, we are following. Why you are telling that not to follow that initially?
Because according to the scriptures, it is a cheating. See, I am telling authority, you are not telling authority. You are just misdirecting the topic.
Yeah, he is authority, speaking on what God has spoken. How can you say that he is not authority? So many people are following.
See, already I have explained. That one needs, see, what is the goal of their activities? Is the sense gratification or Krishna is center of their activity?
Yeah, of course, it's speaking about God only.
Like, tell me.
He's praying to God that give us right intelligence by which we can serve you nicely. There are so many nice things he's speaking. And okay. People are really following him.
It may appear externally. But what is internal?
Externally, how can you say about internal?
See, this topic.
What is his internal? Have you seen his heart?
See, whatever, see, we can see a religionist or any particular follower. By seeing that follower, you can see, no? The leader. Four
yeah.
Dimensional example. Very nice.
They don't eat meat.
Then
yeah.
Follow that.
Point is that you can't say about somebody who is like accepted by so many people, you can't say that he is a cheater. How can you say like that?
No, I'm not telling for particular person's name. I'm
you said yourself that you're cheating religion.
No, I'm not telling Ramanapa's name. I'm telling
I asked you the first time. I'm going for his program, so you said that he's a cheater. How can you say that without understanding his
okay, Hare Krishna. Any question? Next question.
First answer this.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, sir. In the beginning, you told one story about the dog. The dog was trying to save its life and you have finally connected it to cheating religion.
Hmm.
I didn't understand. The dog is trying to save his life from the tiger, right?
See, you cannot state analogies. The analogy is given.
No, but you didn't explain it clearly. Actually, I didn't understand the analogy at all. What was it?
Whenever some problem comes, no?
Let me
I'll explain the analogy.
Dog is trying to save his life. Hmm. To save his life, it may tell lie. Right?
The
so
point
I didn't
is
understand clearly. Then you said it's cheating. So it is going on. And another story you told, the woman is coming for 3 days and then she is crying. And I didn't get
that. 7 days.
7 days, yeah. Then she's
she attended a Bhagavad Sattva.
In fact, one of your preacher, leading preacher in ISKCON forum, he said that I was coming for one program in Lulanagar, in Kondwa places there, because one speaker, his voice was like Amitabh Bachchan. So he was attracted by that.
Hmm.
So the same thing we find in ISKCON also.
But he has come to the proper religion now.
Yeah, so who knows about that lady? She will come. She is attracted to that person.
Point is not that lady is wrong. Point is that the reciter is wrong. Because he is taking religion very cheap. He is not. He just taking like 2 lakh rupees for particular recitation. Bhagavatam is not meant for just business.
Mentioned there that he took.
You cannot take religion for business. It's not possible.
Yeah, that is, we accept that, no? But this person who was speaking, he didn't charge anything, no?
Who told him that?
He didn't told that he charged.
Point is that already I explained about Srimad Bhagavatam Saturn. In that way I quoted this particular pastime or that lady.
In your ISKCON, this Bhagavad Sapta also goes on. So what, so like, why are you condemning other Bhagavad Saptas? Here means you all also do Bhagavad Saptas, no?
Yeah, Bhagavad Sapta we do.
And like
yeah.
Money is also there.
Instead of charging money, they also go and collect so much money in the name of Bhagavad Sapta.
Yeah,
so in another form.
That is there. So see, there is a different lack of difference. If all whatever activity you are doing exclusively for Krishna and doing for sense gratification, you may take 2 lakh rupees for the service of Krishna. You may take 2 lakh rupees for own sense service. There is a bulk of difference. Because you cannot change the heart of the people, transformation of the heart. If you see the person, even see Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kashchit Yatra Siddha. In ISKCON, we are not after quantity of people. The quality of people, how much quality, in the sense, how much people are sincere to inquire about God and to serve God. If that is there, then that is real religion.
Bhagavad Sapta.
I am telling you, so ISKCON, we have a session, a particular Sapta, to transform the people's heart by chanting the holy names exclusively. And after this particular Sapta, those who are sincere, I am not telling you generally 100,000 people should become attend the program. And if one person becomes sincere, like Prabhupada, when he wrote Bhagavad Gita, what his statement is? Even after following this particular religion, if someone becomes sincere and becomes purity of the Lord, that is a success. If this is a particular expectation of the professional reciter, then they are real religionists. If that is not their expectation, only one pure duty after following particular this motivation, then they are not real religionists.
We agree with your point, but you told we are taking 2 lakhs, that is there. That means only if you take 2 lakhs, if you are collecting only, you can give the proper knowledge. You mean that?
Yeah.
Right?
Our point is, why are you condemning others? Be good and do good.
I am not condemning any person. I am telling that what is good and what is bad. You have to distinguish. See, you have to distinguish through your own intelligence by checking through the Shastras. Yes. You go to the books. Go to the books. See, whatever is professional, you go to the professional reciter. Yeah,
others. You say that others are cheating, but they are doing so much welfare activities also. They don't keep money for themselves.
That is a different subject matter again. I tell you, this particular topic can go, this is social welfare and again this can divert in different purposes. Point is that,
what we are telling is, they are not cheating just like you all are doing something, they are also doing...
Tell me these 5 things, selfless, spontaneous, service added to God, surrender to God, is there or not? If these things are there, and according to Shastras, they are real religious, then okay, they are religionless. You are telling that these things are there, then they are religious. But these things are lacking. I am not wanting one personality, one particular Bhagavad Sapta, one person is a... We don't... See, what happens... We should not have preconceived notions in our mind that I am telling the particular personality as such. I am telling the 5 things are there in particular personality, then he is a genuine spiritualist or genuine Bhagavad Gita also. Can be. It's not like all the are cheaters, but many are cheaters. It's happening. And afterwards they are exposed to the people. You see, in many newspaper, in every like week or month, you can see how people are like these saintly, so-called saintly persons are exposed.
Why you are not exposed?
These people are cheaters, huh?
Why you are not exposed?
Because we are poor, pure. We are giving pure message. We are telling selfless.
No, why you are not exposing them?
See, our that's why the lecture is for the exposing them only.
You are not exposing. You are giving this lecture only one hour. You should announce in the whole city.
Yes, we'll announce. Surely. Thank you for your suggestion. Surely, actually this lecture already conducted many parts of the world. Is it necessary? Even Srila Prabhupada is to expose. This is this matter is such an exhaustive or such a big matter where it cannot be finished within 15 minutes or half an hour. And I am not so qualified in a sense, I am not so qualified to explain so many things in such a less time. So whatever I could understand, I am just presenting. So please accept it.